Hello, I'm Matt Pryor. In 1999, my band, the Get Up Kids, was on a hunt to sign to a bigger record label and take over the radio. Instead, we left our well-respected independent label and took a chance on a fairly unknown Vagrant Records. It changed our lives forever. We weren't the only ones who gambled on this little label that could, and what followed was a whirlwind that took the world by storm. This is Vagrant Records, 25 years on the streets, where we tell the oral history of the label by the artists, fans, and insiders. Vagrant had a lasting impact on the world of music, and this is the story as told by the people who lived it. I sit down and talk with the musicians to discuss their classic records, like Chris Carrabba from Dashboard Confessional.
What I thought would be a relatively short career, so I thought I'd better take it seriously so that the experience was the truest one I was going to have, you know?
Matt Skiba of the Alkaline Trio on the emotional toll of making records.
It was the first time that, like, bandmates and manager and everybody kind of collectively, maybe not at the same time, but maybe the same day, called me and said, I love you and I'm worried about you.
Chris Conley of Saves the Day talks the public perception of the band versus what was really going on internally. No one had any concerns about In Reverie.
No. Okay. So, like, everyone was excited about it. Even all these major labels that were swarming.
Buddy Nielsen tells the crazy story of why Senses Fail's record leaked early.
And the leaked version didn't have, it's got some different lyrics. We felt like we were in, like, a fight for our life.
The guys in Thrice talk about how they were able to make a more artistic concept record when they were freed of major label confines.
You guys have built a fan base doing a thing. Keep doing that thing, and we'll see if we can share that thing with more people.
Adrian DeLanda of The Anniversary on the band fitting in, or shall I say not fitting into the scene.
What really worked for our band in particular was to make music that had a little more dimension to it.
Oh, and we'll tell the Get Up Kids story too. You'll also hear from bands like Hot Rod Circuit, The Hold Steady, Hey Mercedes, From Autumn to Ashes, Rocket from the Crypt, Monin, Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, Balance and Composure, and many more. We talked to the fans of the bands, some of whom went on to be pretty influential in their own fields, including Blink-182's Mark Hoppus, Newfound Glory's Chad Gilbert, and celebrity chef Graham Elliott. It was a wild time in all of our lives, and I'm excited that we're going to have a chance to tell the story. I hope you'll listen. Search Vagrant Records 25 Years on the Streets on your favorite podcast app to get subscribed and tune in each week to find out what really happened.